VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The American ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, is leaving at the end of the year. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Nikki Haley was considered a rising Republican star when Donald Trump, as president-elect, tapped her for the UN. She indicated no plans for her immediate future, so the question was natural, and she answered it at an Oval Office appearance with the president before it was asked.
No, I'm not running for 2020. I can promise you what I'll be doing is campaigning for this one.
Trump says Haley first broached leaving in April. That would be around the time Mike Pompeo became Secretary of State and John Bolton National Security Advisor. A White House official said Haley was frustrated that her voice was being overridden in foreign policy.
A suicide bomb attack in southern Afghanistan has killed a parliamentary candidate along with nine supporters. The attack happened Tuesday, a day after Taliban terrorists said they would try to disrupt the upcoming national elections with attacks. The bomber targeted a campaign office in southern Helmand province. The number of casualties is expected to rise because the campaign office was crowded at the time of the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Saudi Arabia should support a thorough, transparent investigation into the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The journalist has not been seen since entering the country's consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, last week. A Saudi source at the consulate denies Khashoggi was killed, but Turkish police said 15 Saudi nationals arrived aboard two private planes and entered the consulate at the same time as Khashoggi. Turkish officials have said he was murdered inside the compound. Saudi Arabia says he safely left the building. This is VOA News. The International